Today's shir is Mishnah Brura, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll pick up where we left off at the very end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of Hilchas Tzitzis, and we're in the middle of Sif Hei. And we did complete the Sif, but we'll just point out one or two additional things. The Sif basically dealt with the halacha of if one person was making the bracha for many other people, he could be motzi them if they're all putting on their talesim at the same time. While the Mishnah Brura had said that that wasn't necessarily the preferred manner, certainly one can do this if one is careful to be motzi the other people and all of the people listening are careful to be yotze. The Mishnah Brura now adds today that im kama anoshim kanu talisim chadoshim, if a number of people purchase new talises, talisim, and they put tzitzis on them, and now they're going to make a bracha of shechianu, but they haven't yet made the bracha of shechianu, and there are a number of people there together, so the minog is the mevorchin be'itav rishon. When you buy a new talis, he says you make a shechianu on it the first time you wear it. Nihi the echad yochol levarech. Since one person could technically go make the bracha b'shul all of them for lehisatev batzitzis, nevertheless b'shul bircha shechianu kol echad bi'atzmo yivarech. Each person should individually make the shechianu themselves, rather than have one person collectively make it for everyone else. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that this is because each individual is personally happy at his putting on the brand new talis. Simcha protis bebeget shelo. It's his personal simcha and his personal beget. Therefore, each person should make the bracha themselves. This is as opposed to one person making shechianu on shofar blowing, for example, where it's everyone's general mitzvah, and therefore one person can be motzi other people. Chaber continues and says that everybody should answer amen if they're going to be yotzi with the other person. The Mishnah Berurah points out, the belav hachi tzorich lanos amen achal kol bracha. He says even if you have no intention of being yotzi, you still should answer amen when you hear a bracha. And furthermore, mikol makom bezushi rotzo laseisba hachiv yoser. A person who does intend to be yotzei should more try to answer amen than somebody who's not being yotzei. However, the halacha is, in fact, that you can be yotzei with somebody else under most conditions, even if you didn't answer amen. We'll talk about this momentarily. Shabur explains that when you are trying to be yotzei and you answer amen, this demonstrates clearly that you're trying to be yotzei. But he points out, even if you did not answer amen, a person is yotze with somebody else, as long as that person intended to be motzi them, and you intended to be yotze. In Dirshu note 20, he points out that this is different for Birchas HaGomel. Here, unless you answer amen, you're not actually yotze. And he brings down in the Bir Halacha later on, in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shekivon she'ein ha'shomea yochol lomar asher gemol ha, ein hu yochol lotzeis benusach zeh. Since the nusach of the bracha implies it's for someone else's, unless you answer amen and demonstrate that shomea ka'onet, it's as if you said it, and therefore the lashon goes on you as well, tzarechu l'anos amen, he needs to answer amen in order to be yotzi with the bracha. Indeed, especially amongst the Sfardim, but brought down by other poskim as well, it's preferable for one person to make the bracha and be motzi other people, as long as it's all for the same reason that they're making the Birchas HaGomel, because of the rov am hadras melech. Rabbi Kiva Eger also brings down that if somebody himself personally was already yotzei with a mitzvah and wants to be motzei a friend through the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim, so he brings down in the name of the Rosh, that you can do this only if that person answers Amen. But he leaves it with a tzarech iyun. Rav Shlomo Zalman does say that this is the halacha lemaisa, and therefore you should specifically tell people if you have already been yotzei the mitzvah and you're being motzi somebody else who doesn't know the bracha, or for whatever the reason you're being motzi them, that you should specifically answer amen in order to not to have any doubt whatsoever. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says since the Mishnah Brura did not bring this din down, he doesn't paskin like this Rabbi Akiva Eger, and you don't have to be specifically choshesh for it, but certainly is nothing wrong with mentioning it. I wanted to bring down one other important idea that we discussed more in yesterday's shiur, that the idea of wearing an atarah on the top of the talis. The halacha brura brings down that one should not, in the area where the atarah is, write down any psukim related to tzitzis or the bracha of tzitzis, because it is improper to do so, because this is tashmishe mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't have pure kiddush in and of itself, and you have to be concerned that people are going to come to either sit on this part of the talis, which is a bizoyon, or throw it away, or enter into the bathroom with it, and therefore all of these therefore are improper according to the halacha brura and other poskim. Bidyevid, if you have such a talis, you can wear it. However, he strongly recommends being very careful not to enter the bathroom or to sit on this part of the talis. And he says you have to be very careful with such a talis because it has additional kedusha on it, different than other talisim. Likewise, you can't throw it away, and you have to be gonazed if it's worn out. And he concludes and says, "Hamachmir lahosir makom harikma me'al talis." If you remove the writing from the talis, the lagonzo tovo olav bracha, and you take away the writing and you bury it, then that is a wonderful thing to do, and you'll get a bracha. Siv vav is somewhat of a repetition of a halacha we discussed previously in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber writes, "Al talis katan yochel avorich le'satev." On a talis katan, even though you don't actually wear it in an atifa type of a style or even put it on that way to make the bracha, nevertheless, the bracha, according to the Mechaber, is always lehisatef batzitzis, or bitzitzis, as we discussed yesterday, according to the Mechaber, even though you're not wearing it as a covering your head, but just on your body. Boa disagrees, though, and brings down the Yeshomim Shemavorchen Olav al mitzvas tzitzis, writes Vechei Nohagin. The Ein Lashanos, and this is the proper way to do it, make al mitzvah tzitzis on a talis katan, and one should not make lesatif batzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah adds several points here. He says, number one, according to the Mechaber, the bracha is lehisatef, ki nusach ha-brocha kachu, kimo leishev basuka. It's using the pronunciation of lehisatef, that you will go and put on, as opposed to sometimes we make the bracha al itofa, al bir chometz, al netilas lulav, etc. Here the nusach is lihisatet, that you will go and do this. Then the Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't change the bracha around based upon the Ramah. Hainu b'talis katan. He's only talking about the talis katan she'ein misatfimo, because we don't do the atifa as I mentioned in yesterday's shiur. Avol b'talis katan she'misatef bo. If somebody does in fact do the atifa, he puts the talis katan on his head and then says the bracha yochol lechachila levaruch lihisatef, even according to the Ramah. Bidyeved, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Beirach, Bechol Talis Katan Lesatev, Oshi Beirach HaTalis Godol, Amitzvah Tzitzis Yotza. Bottom line, Bidyeved, whether you make Lesatev or Al Mitzvah Tzitzis for either the Talis Godol or the Talis Katan, your Yotze Bidyeved. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the minimal size, Ein Levarach HaTalis Katan Ashiya Al Koponim, Orko Shloshes Rive Amol Chol Tzad. The minimal size for a Talis Katan is that it should be 3/4 of an Amma on each side, assuming an Amma is 24 inches, so then 3/4 would be 18 inches, and this is the common understanding of an 18 by 18 pair of tzitzis when you go into a store to purchase it. This measurement does not include the whole area through which you insert your head. The Mishnah Berurah adds, though, that anshei ma'isa, people that are scrupulous in their performance of mitzvos, noagin amma l'mifneim v'amma melachreim. They use the 24 by 24, the full amma in front and in the back, and that's what we call the 24 by 24 tzitzis. In Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes, sorich l'hafrud chutei tzitzis zemizeh. The Mechaber says one has to separate the individual strands of the tzitzis from each other. As we'll see, according to this opinion, you're not yotze if the tzitzis are all bundled and intertwined together. The Mishnah Berurah explains that each chut, each strand of the tzitzis, there are 4 strands that are folded over through the hole in the garment to make 8 strands of tzitzis at each corner. Kol chut b'fnei atzmo, each individual string has to be by itself. Shlo yu misuvochin echad b'chadero. They shouldn't be intertwined one with the other. The Chayyadim interestingly points out that tzitzis are described in Yecheskel v'kocheni b'tzitzis roshi. And therefore, based upon this play on the usage of the word tzitzis for hair in the head, so the saros of the rosh are separate one from the other, so too the custom is to separate each individual strand of the talus of the tzitzis in the corners from each other. The Mishnah Berurah does give a caveat, and he says, if it's going to make you late to come to shul, and you won't be able to daven tefillah b'tzivah because you're too busy checking your tzitzis, so the Magen Avraham gives a kula over here, the ein tzorich l'dakdik b'zeh. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim explains this Magen Avraham, and he says that today, when we don't have tcheles, which was the real purpose for separating the white from the blue strands, so nowadays, since we don't have tcheles, it's not ma'akev. One doesn't have to separate the strands. However, he brings down in the Bir Halacha that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this, and he says that tzorich min hadin lahafrid kol chut zemizeh. The Vilna Gaon holds you have to separate each strand even today, when we don't have tcheles, or when at least not everybody wears tcheles. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, I myself found the same idea that the Gra expressed in the Olas Tomid. Or according to both the Gra and the Olas Tomid, that it is not correct to make a bracha if they are intertwined one with the other. And certainly, l'chatchila, one should try to separate them in order not to enter into this controversy between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish ultimately paskins in this situation, like the Magen Avraham, she'eno ma'akev yochel levaruch, if your tzitzis are intertwined, you can make the bracha. And he says that the reason why we try to separate them is she'eno elanoi mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah. But the bottom line is, nowadays, without tcheles, it is not ma'akev. It would appear from this to me that if somebody does wear techeles today and holds that that is the proper way that tzitzis can be made nowadays, one should certainly try very hard to make sure that the white and the blue strands are not intertwined. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting Arizal, and he says the word tzitzis is Rosh Tevus for tzaddik, yafrid, tzitziosov, tamid. A tzaddik, a righteous person, will constantly separate the strands of its tzitzis to make sure that they're not intertwined. The Mechaber writes, Yichavim b'hisatfo, when a person puts on his talis, he should have in mind as he's putting it on, Shetzivonu HaKodesh Baruch Hu lis'ativ bo, kidei shenizkor kol mitzvosov la'asosom. That separate, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, from the actual mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, one should have in mind also the greater concept that this will help you remember all of the mitzvos by wearing tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes a very famous Bach that says, Shekein hadin betfilin v'sukkah. Likewise, when you put on your tefillin and when you're sitting in the sukkah, if you don't have in mind the greater concept, not just that you're doing that mitzvah, but the purpose of the mitzvah, he says, even though while other mitzvos you're yotzei, by these mitzvos, unless you do them for the higher purpose, you're not yotzei. By tzitzis, it says, Laman tiskeru. You have to remember all the other mitzvahs when you're putting on your tzitzis. Ubetfilin, Laman tia Torah Shem Beficha. You know that the words of the Torah should be constantly in your mouth. And by sukkah, it says, Laman yedu dorosechem. You have to know that this is why we sit in the sukkah. So for these three specific mitzvahs, the Bach says, if you don't have the greater purpose, other than just the purpose of doing the mitzvah itself, you are not yotzei. Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol makom, nira dezeh lechatchila. This is only lechatchila, like this Bach, one should do this. Kidei lekayim a mitzvah b'shleimusa, to perfectly perform the mitzvah. B'diyevet, however, im lo kivein b'chol elu rak lekayim a mitzvahs asei yotza. If you just had intention to do the mitzvah, you certainly are yotze. Then he says, I found the same idea in the Prima Gadim, and likewise in the Olas HaTomid, in the Bir Hagra, that all agree with this concept, not like the Bach. Dirshu Note 23 has an interesting discussion based on a Bir Halacha later on, who says that if you don't have in mind an intention to be yotzi the mitzvah of tzitzis when you're putting on the tzitzis, then you're mevatel a mitzvah sasechel tzitzis. Therefore, if somebody gets called up for an aliyah to the Torah and isn't wearing a talis, even though he's in a rush, he should have in mind that he is fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis by wearing the talis. In this way, he's not mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. The Chayyadim brings down a limud zchus that says even if you didn't intentionally think this, but it's clear that you're doing this l'kayim ha-mitzvah, then you are yotzei as well. And the Bir Halacha adds, by making the bracha or doing any other hachana that shows you're doing the mitzvah is adequate also. Incidentally, according to the Rashbam, the Bir Halacha explains that this is a din d'araisa, in mind that you are fulfilling the mitzvah. Sif Tes, the Mechaber writes, Kodim Shiyavarech, before you make the bracha, look at the tzitzis, ya'ayin b'chutei tzitzis, imhem ksherim, to make sure that they aren't ripped, to see that they're kosher, that they're the right size and amount, as we will learn later on in the siman. Kidei shelo yivarech levatola. So you shouldn't be making a bracha levatola. You think you're wearing tzitzis and you make the bracha lisate for al mitzvah tzitzis, and in fact you aren't, and therefore you're making a bracha levatola by saying God's name in vain. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach and the El Yeraba, who say that one should do this on Shabbos as well. Problem is, however, that checking them on Shabbos might involve various Yisurim Doraisa. The Maimon Mordechai writes that it's permitted to do this unless the tzitzis are brand new, because if they're brand new, he brings down in the name of the Gan HaMelech, a sefer, that it would be also to do this because of Mesakein Mona, you're completing the garment. However, the Chidah disagrees and says that one should not be mafrid the tzitzis, one shouldn't separate the garments, even if they're only slightly intertwined. And so says the Shari Tshuva here on our daf. Rav Nissen Karolitz brings down that if the tzitzis are only intertwined a little bit, it's permitted, but if they're connected very strongly, then one shouldn't separate them on Shabbos. We'll discuss this more when we reach Siman Yud Gimel. The din of checking the tzitzis applies to a blind person as well, and he obviously can't see them, but he should check them with his hands to make sure that the tzitzis are intact. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you not only check the tzitzis towards the end, distally, as we would say, but also proximally, right near where the knot is, next to the beged, because the laws are much stricter if the tzitzis are cut over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if it weren't a concern for a bracha levatola, one should check the tzitzis, because if it wasn't kosher, you'd be wearing a four-cornered garment without proper tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah adds, Mikol makom, mukmi le'achas kotza sheya kosher. One can rely, at least in the theoretical din, that it was a status of being kosher the last time you wore it. However, Mishum Chomer, because of the seriousness of Lo Sisa, of taking Hashem's name in vain, that you would have if you made a bracha levatola, Hichmiru Levatko. So therefore the rabbi said, go be Machmir, or check it before you make a bracha. Therefore, if somebody happens to be wearing several pairs of tzitzis at the same time and he's making one bracha, he wouldn't have to check all of them. He would just have to make sure that one of them was kosher. This way, it wouldn't be a bracha levatol. But since we are concerned as well that you'd be wearing a garment that wasn't properly checked, a four-cornered garment without tzitzis is a big sin, so therefore you should check all of them. Why not rely upon the chazaka? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't rely upon the chazaka that they were kosher the last time you wore them, when you can easily resolve it by checking it now. Furthermore, this is not a great chazaka, as the tzitzis are very likely to become torn or ripped. And therefore, one should ideally check the tzitzis every morning before you wear your talis. This is only required once a day. If you were to take off your talis and then put it back on later on and you required a new bracha, or with the talis cut and you took off and then put it back on and require a new bracha, you can rely upon the chazaka for that day. As the bizman muat kozen, in such a short period of time, in a rogil liposek v'samchin on the chazaka. It won't break, most likely, in a short period of time, and you can rely upon the chazaka. The Berurah points out, if you're going to be late for davening, or will miss davening with a tzibur, or won't get an aliyah, you can put on the talis without checking it, as long as it has the chazaka that it was a kosher talis. Still, if at all possible, try to look at it quickly, ma'idefshir, as best as you can. Im shal talis me'acher la'alos l'torah, if you're borrowing a talis from somebody to go get an aliyah, the minhagenu shalolavar halav, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't make a brach in that situation, then ain't sarach levat ko klal, because there's no concern of a brach levatola. And finally, in badek talis kishehisir oso me'olav, v'nicho bekiso shlo, when you take the talis off, if you check it, then you don't have to check it again the following morning when you put it on and make a bracha. This concludes today's shir.